Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah in the studio with you here this evening to talk a little local music, play local music, and talk to a local band. Utah, everything good? Ready for Christmas? Got everything wrapped? It's under the tree already? You're set, right?
Nope.
Join the club.
Yeah, I still have, what, 9 days?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm good.
I used to be a two, if not the night of, you know, Christmas Eve Eve, as they say, or the weekend before, so, and I will be again this year. So that used to be a mainstay because a friend and I used to go out and get everything wrapped up in one day, and it was usually the Sunday before, so hopefully it wasn't Monday. That was Christmas Day.
There you go.
So, well, welcome everybody, and we're talking Christmas because this time next week we're going to be playing all Christmas music for your holiday enjoyment, and you'll be able to spin it back at 977rocks.com and enjoy it multiple times over.
Yes, share it with your family, friends, and relatives as you sit around and drink refreshing beverages.
Have that eggnog or whatever you enjoy. And don't forget, that means that you have like a day to get your Christmas tunes to us. We'll maybe give you three. But if you have something out there and you haven't gotten it in, please do so. And it doesn't have to be necessarily original. If you did an original, that's great. But if you did a cover tune, hey, we'd just like to hear from your band and include you in on the dozen or so songs that we'll be able to squeeze into a little over an hour's time.
Yeah, we need those by this Wednesday. So the 19th, please shoot them over to us. And we've got about a half dozen now, or maybe even more. So.
Of new ones that
have
been
included.
Yeah.
We have plenty of Christmas music, but if you have something that we haven't featured before, we'd love to have it. So.
Absolutely. 'Tis the season, and that's what this show is all about, sharing the good news of local musicians. This will be the final night we have a special guest group in for 2018. Hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be turning the calendar before we get to Vit Tobacco. So, but we'll be visiting with the guys from Homicide Black tonight. They're going to play a couple of tunes in the studio, and we look forward to that. Also, something else that's coming up surrounding Christmas, and that's a little Shady Lady get-together.
Yeah, it's our annual Shady Lady Christmas acoustic open stage jam at Peter B's. I don't know, we've been doing this 12 years now or something like that. And good time. We start at 6. We do it with in conjunction with Peter B's Customer Appreciation Party, so there'll be food, plenty of good beverages, and lots of great music. So just come on out. If you like music, you're going to enjoy just hearing what everybody has to offer. If you want to jam, come on out and pop up. So it's open stage, and it's always a good time. A lot of fun. We get to catch up with a lot of people maybe you haven't seen in a while, and it makes for a good evening.
So. Yeah, it's a fun time, and you'll have things set up that people can just hop up on stage and enjoy a little bit of sharing their own music.
Yep.
So it's always a fun time. Next weekend. So, yeah, hard to believe that Christmas is upon us.
Yeah, huh? It's this Friday. So, stop on out, 6 p.m.
Yep. So, well, we're getting ready for a visit with Homicide Black. But first, we're going to play a couple of tunes to just set the mood here this evening on the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, I say we kick things off with some 13 Saints and their song, A New York Doll.
We'll follow that up with a brand new one we just got. Actually premiered it on the Rock Station a week ago Friday because you leaked it out to me. Thank you very much.
I'm a leaker.
But the Hawkeyes have been recording some new material, and they've been working pretty hard on that. And we've got a brand new song from them we're going to spin for you called Stones Throw Away. I think you're going to like it. Love the progression of their sound here.
And so you know, I had permission to leak that.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't steal it or anything. I didn't hack it.
Yeah. Hey, if you call Jim Harpell now and maybe can squeeze you in tomorrow, you might be able to record a song at our first sponsor location, and that's Meat Locker Recording Studio. They're sponsoring our first segment of the show tonight, Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And we do have some Christmas tunes that are on the air playing in regular rotation that have been recorded at Meat Locker Recording Studio. So, yes, they can help you get on the Grassroots Show as well. And we appreciate their year-long support as we continue local music coverage every Sunday night right here on The Rock Station 97.7. Let's get to it. 13 Saints and the Hawkeyes right now on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
across a pond. Just another party, just another dirty blonde. Now he's tapping on the rhythm, yeah, down in Babylon. Well, I'll try and he made himself a mess. He ended up working for the LDS. A little bit of structure is always for the best, but he barely made it back from the meltdown fest. He went down to New Orleans, but he couldn't pay the rent. Not looking to repair, not looking to repent. When the Emmy found him, he was looking pretty bent.
Oh,
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight, the week before Christmas show. So get those songs over to us. We're going to take a step back, though, and have our final interview of the 2018 year. And it's been a fun year. A lot of great groups, and we're excited to have the guys in from Homicide Black, actually two of the three as we pre-record this. Unfortunately, their drummer is stuck down in Florida because of a snowstorm, but that's okay. We have with us... What's that?
So he says.
Oh, well.
That's the official story.
We're going to give him that much credit. How's that? Sean Nestor is with us. He's vocalist, guitarist. Sean, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I am fantastic. How are you all?
Good, good. And also bass player and vocalist, Ralph McCartney is here. Ralph, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the show. Well, give us a little background. First of all, let's just kind of talk about the band itself, and then we'll go into your histories together. But how long have you guys been together as Homicide Black?
Homicide Black as an entity has existed since 2011, sometime in 2011. It's consisted of three people, no matter what the combination. It's never been more than three. Every once in a while, we do have a guest sit in. For a live show or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jazz Byers is our drummer, and myself, and Ralph has been with us
a little over a year.
That's what I was estimating before, too. I mean, it seems like a lot
like
longer.
It's longer, maybe 14 months.
Exactly. Yeah, 14 and a half months.
14 and a half months.
Yeah. Yeah, so, cool. Yeah.
Cool. How did the band come together as far as... meeting. I know you said we were talking off air about a little bit of your music history. What prompted the emergence of this band?
Jazz and I were actually playing in another band that was a punk metal-ish kind of whatever, all original, that we slapped together as a joke. Literally as a joke. We were going to record a song and ended up recording an entire album. And as that band began to terminate from within, we just enjoyed playing together. Jazz and I have known each other for well over 20 years. Okay. Actually over 30 years. That's saying something. So and we just wanted to keep going, and we love Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Priest, those types of
who
bands.
Doesn't
right I mean, you should be deported if you don't.
All right, I'm on that.
That's right.
That's another. I like that.
All right. And
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, get out.
We literally, you know, everybody says how do you come up with the band name and things like that, and it's we're just goofing around, and somebody said something to the effect of the In Excess Suicide Blonde.
Okay.
You know, all right. Suicide Blonde. I flipped it. I said Homicide Black, and I just said it.
Boom.
And we kind of just looked at each other. We're like, you know, like the dog going, hur?
Yeah.
So
and it worked.
And it stuck. Yeah. So and it fits what we do. It's you know the Black Sabbath-y kind of imagery and stuff like that.
Cool. So Ralph, how did you come along and pop into this fold?
Well, I mean, I was actually in other bands that played with Homicide Black, and that's how I met them, and then just through other projects and being in other bands and just playing around them, and then, you know, everything else ended, and they were looking for a bass player, and I was like, hey, how about, you know, I shot them both a message, and I was like, if you're still looking to play and you're looking to audition people, I was like, I'd like to try out, and that's pretty much where that went. I went down a few times, and then I had a three-show audition that they asked everybody and audience if I was okay, and,
oh, wow. And we kept him anyway.
Kept me anyway. Yeah, yeah.
Kept him anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Couldn't find anybody better.
Kind of like the Metallica bass audition kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
But
I'm still waiting on my $1 million though.
Yeah. Five other bass players came in. Four took a step backwards, and so Ralph kind of got the job.
Yeah, I won by default.
we to be honest, we had actually we had been interested in Ralph before any of this happened, but he was playing with another band, and we didn't want to be the poachers or anything like that. So, and then when the opportunity presented itself, it just all worked out.
Yeah. You guys have put out, what, three albums to this point? Does that sound right?
Four. First full-length studio, a live CD. Two EPs, which is basically HB2 was the third release, and the new one, The Road to Hell, that's our a new EP that's available. These are all available on all of the digital media sites worldwide, as far as Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, you name it. And our second full-length release will be available worldwide on December 17th.
So tomorrow morning, effectively, you'll have an opportunity to pick up the new material.
This is correct, yes. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been working on it for a while, is it?
It's been years and years. It's basically, you know, the hysteria of the Homicide Black catalog. Yeah, just due to changeover of members, predominantly, you know, and we wanted to go re-record so that Ralph's in the band, Ralph's on the album. So,
gotcha.
And we went back and just redid all that, too.
Okay. How does the songwriting process work for you guys? Is it everybody bringing something to the table? Do you, Sean, have an idea and bring it? Talk to us about that.
Everything. Every combination you can think of. I'll write an entire song. Jazz will write an entire song. Ralph has... Did you write on this one?
Just the bass line part. Just my own parts, yeah.
Okay, I'm trying... Yeah, like I said, it's been...
I have ideas.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. And then we'll start together or something, and it'll evolve.
I got you.
Yeah, so it's every combination. There are times when we were recording, we had the music, we had no lyrics, we had no anything for this, that, or the other. I came in to the studio, and I said to Jazz, I said, I'm going to try. I said, I was in the shower, and I was thinking about this. So I said, if it sucks, let me know. We'll stop or whatever. And he loved it. So, and that's actually on the HB2, the song Hate. And it's a very aggressive. It's not a fast song, but it's a very aggressively themed song. So, but again, on the new EP, there's some departures from what you would think is typical Homicide Black. We're trying not to be the one-dimensional, one-trick pony.
Sure. And then the maturity of the band, I'm sure, you know, with each step along the way.
The immaturity develops of the members.
Yeah. But sometimes that can be good, you know.
Yeah. It's never hurt us so far.
Yeah, that's great. Homicide Black in the studio tonight. At least two of the three members, Sean and Ralph, are here. You guys are going to do a song for us in the studio here, Where My Demons Lie.
That is correct.
Give us a little background to that song.
That was recorded several different times, variations of it, and... Jazz, actually, I came up with that riff, and I'm trying to actually remember how all that happened. We were just at a rehearsal. I came up with the riff, and then Jazz came up with the lyrics. It's essentially, you know, if you listen and read through the lyrics, as I stumble through them most of the time, it's essentially the comeuppance of a wary gambler who doesn't quite play fair and gets called out on it. So,
Well, let's give it a listen here tonight. It's Homicide Black in the studio with us on the Grassroots Show. This segment brought to you by the place that can provide you 24 ounces of holiday joy. We call it the Man Can Special. We're talking about the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. All the folks down there wish you a very happy holiday season and invite you to pop on in as you shop around and take a break and have a man can. It's Homicide Black here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the rock station, 97.7 FM.
Thank you. They want to leave me here. They want me to die. They want to bury the secrets where my demons lie.
Romeo and Juliet, we are through.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. You're listening to The Grassroots Show. It's our local music show you hear every Sunday night right here on The Rock Station 97.7. Hearing the sounds of Homicide Black, the trio, two of the three guys joining us in the studio tonight. We send best wishes out to Jim Jazz Byers. But Sean Nestor is here, Ralph McCartney in the studio. We just heard a song from the latest EP called The Road to Hell. That song called We Will Remain. Sean, give us a little background of that song. That's a song actually Jazz has written?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Jazz wrote this one. And for those of you who listen really close to it and have a little bit of a background in history, it's a beautiful love story. The love story of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun.
Aha.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, yeah.
Jazz is a World War II buff, okay, as well. And we were playing around with some different ideas and everything like that, and he called me up and he says, "Hey, come over. Let's take a listen. Do this one here." We were actually going to perform it with some other folks, but as things ended up, it's a Homicide Black song because it was written by Jazz, and we just let Ralph come in again, recut bass, and kill it.
That's awesome. Great sounding stuff. The new CD or EP out as of tomorrow, that people can pick up the download anyway.
Mm-hmm.
From it.
Yeah, the EPs that we have, those are all out. They're already released. The full length, which is going to be, which is called The House of Black. That's the full length recordings of everything that we've been working on for the past several years, actually.
Okay.
Which is sad. Several years. But finally.
Now it's over, though.
Yeah. So, tomorrow it'll be available worldwide digitally. And if you want a physical copy, those are able to be ordered and picked up at any of the shows as well.
Cool. Where did you record these? Have you had a favorite home over the years?
Yeah. There are some songs on this full length. The majority of those, if not everything, were recorded at Rattle Clack Studios. We recorded at Red Cayman down in Pittsburgh. Great bunch of guys, friends too. We did stuff off the EP. I think the only one off the EP that actually was recorded at Red Cayman was our cover of Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love.
Okay.
So that one actually was recorded at Red Cayman. The rest is just in the Batcave of our, you know, Rattle Clack. It's just very, very comfortable there for us, very relaxed. And we can be there for 14, 16 hours straight, not care.
Okay. And that's important. I mean, having a setting that you feel a good vibe in is important, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And on a lot of these recordings, there happens to be a mascot for Rattle Clack, Demi the dog. Big shout out to Demi. Every Homicide Black recording, not every song, every recording we've done, Demi is on there somewhere.
Oh yeah,
no kidding.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he is. Demi's the demon dog in Sinner or Saint that you hear there. Demi also perfectly timed a collar shake. It sounds like a tambourine if
nice.
He was really close on one of the recordings.
Wow.
And I said, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that?" I was like, it was him.
It fits.
Yeah. So we keep him there. Yeah.
A musical dog. How about it?
Yeah, he puts up with us. We have to put up with him.
Yeah, that's cool, though. That's cool. So a little trivia there for you from mm-hmm. Homicide Black here.
It's your Easter egg for you.
Yeah. Ralph, give us a little background of yourself. What got you involved in music? Were you in a musical family, or is it just something that kind of happened?
Just had everybody at my house listen to music, and I just I found a guitar in my parents' closet one day, and it was one of them old guitars that probably came with a record and said, you know, put your finger here and strum this and do that. And I didn't find the record, but I got the guitar and I strummed it and just sat down and played it. And I was 14 then. I'm 42 now, so it's been a while.
So you've been playing for a while.
Yeah.
Played in a lot of different bands throughout Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I started around 2000. Just played around like they're based in the McDonald area around the pit, like just everywhere outside of Pittsburgh, and just met a bunch of people and just kept going and just found other bands and kept going and found other bands, and it's all kind of always worked out.
Yeah, here you are.
Homicide. Yeah, here I am.
Sean, I know you said you've had a pretty extensive history, especially with jazz. Your cohort on the drums, but you've had an interesting career because you've had the opportunity to go way back. We love talking about some of the old venues, and we were talking off air about the graffiti and some other locations. Metropole, you've had an interesting opportunity to play those venues and also open up for some national acts too. So, what got you involved in music?
I have a musical family. My brother plays guitar and bass. My nephews, both of his sons, both were musically inclined. Mm-hmm. My grandmother played organ. My sister, so everybody was, there's constantly music going on. And my brother got me my first acoustic guitar when I was, I believe, 3 years old. And what 3-year old doesn't want a guitar? You know, right? I do still have that guitar.
Wow.
It's a Yamaha. It's a little small for me now. It's more like a ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have it. And then, I really didn't start playing for the most part till, I'd say probably when I was 12, 13, somewhere, probably 13 years old. Typical bunch of friends at school. The way we did it, though, was most people say, I play guitar. So, I play drums. We literally sat down and said, what do you want to play? Because not a one of us had a lesson, and you could tell. Our guitarist at the time broke a string. He thought he broke the guitar. He thought he had to throw it away. He had no idea. Put another string on. we were all wondering from one rehearsal to the next. We're like, well, I played it here last time. It's because you're not in tune together, guys. My brother came down and told you, he's, are you guys in tune? We're like, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how that happened.
Oh, that's wild. That's wild. Yeah. And the rest is history. You found a love for it and never wanted to get away from it. Huh?
Yeah, it was fun. As you progress and you start playing places and, having the fun that you have playing music and, if you're an attention hound, it's kind of fun. And then opening for nationals, in some cases like our heroes, getting to open for those bands and things like that. That was always like fun for us too.
Yeah, no doubt. That's awesome. As far as where you play now, where can people find Homicide Black? Do you have some favorite haunts or that people might be able to find you?
Yeah. We try to travel as much as possible, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We hit Atlanta a lot. we have some friends down there, and they assist in booking for us. We also, we do Ohio, West Virginia. We've done South Carolina. We'll play anywhere. We're not averse to playing anywhere. Locally, we've done mostly some national openers. A lot of our favorite places, such as Alder Bar, that is no longer there, kind of bums me out that we can't play there anymore. But we do play in Katanning. At Sidebar. I can't say enough good things about that place. It's a small place, but killer food, killer people. They love original music, which is hard to find anymore. Mm-hmm. We've played Peter B's.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved playing there too. We haven't played there enough, in my opinion. But I mean, we liked it there. There are some places over in Ohio and West Virginia. There's a place, Nicholas Axe, and it's another that and Goodfellas, another place that we play because they really enjoy the live music and they don't want to hear covers. Actually, I think
that's awesome.
At Goodfellas, they prefer that you do not play any covers.
That is phenomenal.
So
phenomenal. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm curious. We've talked about a lot of different bigger cities, and this might be one of the first times that I've heard Atlanta pop up. What kind of scene do they have down there? I mean, is it a positive thing, especially when you're looking at your style of music?
Yeah, I think we have maybe four times we've been down there in the past couple of years. Never the same. It'd be five times because I think the same place twice down there, and we've always been received very, very well when we've been down there. The first time we ever played there. True story, swear. it's just like the typical Blues Brothers type of a thing. We're booked. We go down there and everything. We look up on the marquee. The Homicidal Blacks.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you're kidding. We took pictures because we said, nobody's going to believe this.
Yeah.
We said, the Homicidal Blacks. Guys, I don't know if there's miscommunication here, but we got that fixed. It's a great scene. It's very, very, very nice area, fun people, really great crowds down there. Again, people that want to hear music.
That's awesome. Great to have you guys in here. We appreciate you sharing the music with us. Do you have a website people can follow, a Facebook page, whatever?
Yeah, it's everything you would expect it to be, www.homicideblack.com, Facebook page, Homicide Black. We're on Instagram and what else, Twitter, you name it, all the things that you would expect. We're on bands in town, everything else that we're supposed to be doing these days.
That's
to stay relevant.
That's it, yeah. You have to do it. Necessary evil, right?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to fly or the cars at the mall anymore when we have a show.
Well, before we go, we've got two more songs that we're going to feature from Homicide Black. And Sean, actually, you're going to do a couple of cover songs here for us.
Yeah, we'll do Somebody to Love from Jefferson Airplane. Jazz and I had wanted to do this for a very, very long time.
Uh-huh.
We had been talking to a couple people a couple years back, and we were talking about doing another release, and the one person suggested, he said, you guys should do something. He says, with your voice, he says, you should do like a Jefferson Airplane song or something like that. And Jazz and I just did the whole thing. We looked at each other and we're like, we've been talking about that for years, so now somebody else brought it up. So yeah, we did Somebody to Love. We did all the right things. We paid the rights so that we don't get sued or thrown into jail or anything like that. So, but we like it. We do it live. It's a good fan one because it's a good sing-along song, too.
That's awesome. And another sing-along song. How about some Plasmatics, huh?
Yeah, I won't lie to anybody about this. I was vehemently opposed to doing this song.
Really?
I like the song, but I was like, I don't know. And Jazz just hammered away. He's just, let's try it and see what it sounds like and everything. We did it, and I'm very, very pleased with how it came out, much to my chagrin, technically, because I've been fighting it for so long and everything. But it's very true, and we do these things very true to the originals. We take our spin on them and everything like that, but we don't completely bastardize them to the point where they're unrecognizable.
Gotcha, Cool.
Hopefully everybody digs these because we had a lot of fun recording them and playing them.
Sean Nestor, Ralph McCartney, visiting with us here from Homicide Blacks. Thanks for sharing your story and your music with us here tonight.
Thank you. Very much for having us.
This segment of our show brought to you by Bros's Superette. If you haven't done it, order your holiday ham because they've smoked them and they're ready to go and they're doing more too. Check out Bros's Superette, high on the hill, right in the Price Corner of South Main and Rockenstein here in Butler.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf and Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, this is the opportunity for you to come out and sing along or sing with and celebrate Shady Lady Productions and Peter B's. It's a very special night, next Friday night, December 21st. It's the Shady Lady Annual Christmas Party and Acoustic Open Stage Jam. Yeah, that's right. You can come up and perform and to celebrate everything local music and everything that Shady Lady Productions represents. And that's you, the fans out there, and you, the local bands. So come up and join in one of the places that specializes in providing you that stage. Peter B's in Sarver. This is all part of their customer appreciation celebration, and it's a Shady Lady celebration as well. There will be an acoustic open stage open to all. See you next Friday night, December 21st. For the Shady Lady Annual Christmas Party and Acoustic Open Stage Jam at the Rock and Red Barn, Peter B's in Sarver. And don't miss out on the Noble Hops Band after your holiday celebration on Friday, December 28th. Noble Hops Live at the Rock and Haven. And on the general concert calendar, catch a concert featuring This Is the World, who attend Knock High School. This teenage band will perform Saturday, December 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the South Butler Community Library. Tickets are $3 to attend. However, if the tickets are purchased in advance, guests will receive a free CD of the band. Tickets are currently on sale at the South Butler Community Library, Main Street in Saxonburg. Again, that's Saturday, December 29th.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best. And that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, the show is streaming at 977rocks.com and is archived the following day for your future playback. And that's going to be important in particular for next week's show because it's going to be our Christmas music show. And you'll want to play back that throughout the holidays or any one of our recent shows. Norman Nardini on the week before, you could always pull up that entertainment for maybe New Year's Eve or something, whatever. Thanks to the Homicide Black guys coming in as well and visiting with us here on the show tonight. Always great to have local music being discussed by the creators of it. And this segment is brought to you by P&W Construction and some other excitement going on. We've been talking about Christmas music special next Sunday. And, of course, by that time, you've already been celebrating Shady Lady Productions and Peter B's with the great get-together next Friday for the Christmas party. Another thing that is happening, band jam. And the tickets are going on sale, kids.
The perfect stocking stuffer right there. Band jam tickets. Get them now because we've already got things underway here. So yeah. Looking forward to a great seventh year out at Cooper's Lake Campground. Wonderful festival.
Yeah.
Good time.
July 12th and 13th in 2019, Friday and Saturday as usual. And you'll have the opportunity to buy those tickets now so you get it up close and personal and get to set your schedule for 2019. Go to thebandjam.com. Tells you everything you need to know.
And they canceled that Jamboree in the Hill, so you might as well come out to the band jam. So you can't go to that now. You might as well get some band jam tickets and check it out.
Well, we've got some hills and some woods at Cooper's Lake Campground that you can enjoy.
You know, we've converted a lot of people over the years, even before Jamboree shut down. There were people who gave it a shot, and haven't been back to Jamboree. They've been coming to the band jam. So
that's right. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and that little group just continued to grow.
Yes.
I think that's maybe why the hills went down. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a fun time last year, the best attended we've had yet to date, and it only gets bigger and better from here with lots of things to plan for and be a part of. So circle your calendar, July 12th and 13th, 2019, Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival out at Cooper's Lake Campground. Perfect facility. And, well, we'll have a lot of great bands out there for you.
Yep, enjoy. And we will start revealing those after the new year. So we're keeping that under wraps because we like to have some fun with that, kind of do a slow peel back of the curtain. You know, kind of like the countdown to Christmas when you peel back the each day or whatever, and there's something there. We kind of do that with the band jam.
Yeah, but unlike the Wizard of Oz, we don't let you look behind the curtain. Because we might not have pants on, who knows?
Oh, man.
Hey, let's get to some music to wrap up the show, because next week when you hear this show, it's going to be nothing but Christmas.
Yep, good time. Let's see. I'm going to take this out with some Tilted Shadows and their song, On the Edge.
All right, and let's spin that Stand Together song that a whole bunch of Pittsburgh All-Stars came together and did such a fantastic job. And I think it's the perfect song to kind of wrap things up prior to our Christmas get-together next week. And we'll do it again next week when we play you those Christmas tunes at 7 o'clock on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
your phone. Where we raised our families, where we worship, where we loved. Reckon news of tragedy, how could this happen here?
Disbelief and strong, united in diversity, a community of one. If you look for the helpers, in every neighborhood will be arm in arm together, a steel city fair.
From the Honda North Studios. Thinking about selling your car? Before you go through the hassle, get a cash offer at Honda North. Honda North buys cars. This is the Rock Station. 97.7 WLER FM. Butler, Cranberry.
I'm not afraid to
Station.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Anthony cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Christoph and Kennedy. At a time of invitation, you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Even guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China. She might have been again incidentally in me that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, so absolutely dry. She's trying to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Rock Station 97.7.
Never. Brian Wilson.
And we're Sticks.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
This is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar. Merry Christmas.
All the rock. One station. The Rock Station. 97.7.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six pieces of lead, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a swimming, six pieces of lead, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two true love gave to me eight maids of milk and seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine drummers drumming, eight maids of milk and seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying,
Rock Station 97.7.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs, we have your favorite DJs, and we also cover local news, sports, and weather always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
Your rock starts
now. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I sure am.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Station 97.7.
Bye.
Rock Station 97.7.
Everyone at the Butler Little Theater and at Joe Perrell Auto Body wish you joy throughout the holiday season. Good luck that stays forever and happy days that never end. Merry Christmas to you and your family from all the good folks at Joe Perrell Auto Body and from the Butler Little Theater. Merry Christmas.
Commercials off. Rock on. The Rock Station 97.7.